Friday, Teremaster, Daladia, Toshnein, Zai, Rebianki, Weeks, and Pants.
Always good to be back at Toyer Way, Manchester, although I must admit I think I prefer being in the audience. But I thank Menachem Dovid for giving me an opportunity to share some Divrei Torah, which are literally in the making, literally hot off the press. Something new that I think I'd like to share with you. If you would have asked me, I'm not talking about anybody else, if you would have asked me 3 weeks ago, what's the Torah of Acharon Shel Pesach about? So I'd have sort of a vague idea. First I start with a blank stare, and then if you prompt me and you say, it starts off, Oid Hayoim Benoiv Lamoid. Oh yeah, yeah, it's about Tchias HaMesim, it's about Mashiach, something like that. I'd only have a vague idea, really, of what it's about. And then if you ask me to translate, Oid Hayoim Benoiv Lamoid, I think it's something to do, literally I thought it was something to do with maybe Mashiach standing and looking at Yerushalayim. I didn't have much of an idea. So this year, Acharon Shel Pesach, I picked up a Mikros Gedolos Nach in the Beis Medrash, and I looked at the Haftorah, and I came across some literally astounding, amazing things, which I want to share with you. The Haftorah starts off, Oid Hayoim Benoiv Lamoid, the last three psukim of Yeshaya Perik Yud. And Oid Hayoim Benoiv Lamoid is talking about the failed attempt of Sancheriv to conquer Yerushalayim. I'll discuss the details of what happened, the history of it, in a few minutes. But it's the failed attempt, that's the first three psukim. Then we go into Perek Yud Aleph, which is taka all about Yemos HaMashiach. We speak about the qualities of Mashiach, V'nocho Lov Ruach Hashem, Ruach Eitzu Avinu, Ruach Dasad Vura, etc. And then it says, V'shofat B'tzedek Dalim, that Mashiach will then, with all this Chochmah, he will be able to judge everybody fairly. And then there will be peace in the world. Yeah, the wolf will lie with the lamb and the leopard with the kid, etc. And then we have Kibbutz Golios. And then Sali, Veroini, Yesheves, Sion, Klal Yisrael will live happily ever after. That's really the content of the Haftorah. And what bothered me was that clearly the intent and the content of the Haftorah is to speak about Yemos HaMashiach. We're getting to the end of Pesach and we're looking forwards towards Bias HaMashiach. So why did Chazal bother to add in the three extra psukim at the beginning about the failed attempt of Sancheriv to conquer Yerushalayim in the days of the Bayis Rishon, in the days of Chizkiah HaMelech? The Lechatchila, Haftorah ought to have 21 psukim, because the Haftorah was a substitute for Kriyas HaTorah at the time when Kriyas HaTorah wasn't permitted. Kriyas HaTorah is a minimum of 7 times 3 psukim. So therefore, Lechatchila, not every Haftorah has, but most Haftorahs have at least 21 psukim. This Haftorah has got exactly 21 psukim if you don't include the first three psukim. In other words, if you exclude Sancheriv and his attempt to conquer Yerushalayim, and you start from Perek Yud Aleph, V'yotzo Choyte Megeze Yishai, and you speak about Yemos HaMashiach, you've got a perfect Haftorah for Acharon Shel Pesach of 21 psukim. So why did Chazal add these first three psukim? Why did they tag them on at the beginning? And then if you think, well, okay, it's a kasha, but it's not a bomba kasha, nobody's going to lose a lot of sleep over it, then how about this? I was looking at the Rashi. Rashi says, what's the connection between the attempt of Sancheriv to conquer Yerushalayim at the end of Perek Yud and the beginning of V'yotzachot Megezer Yishai, the discussion about Moshiach? Says Rashi, the connection is very poshut, that before 10 years before this story happened of Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Sancheriv's attempt to conquer Yerushalayim, the Aseres HaShvatim were taken into Golus. Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes, the end of Malchus Yisrael, they were taken into Golus. So says Rashi that the pasuk promises va'adi balvonin yipol, that the pasuk promised Chizkiyo HaMelech that Yerushalayim will be safe. So Chizkiyo was safe. But what about those 10 tribes that have already been lost? Therefore, says Rashi, the pasuk continues with the promise, Uvohu evdim be'eretz Ashur, that in Yemos HaMashiach one day, there will be a kibbutz Golios, and all those tribes that have been lost to us, the Malchus Yisrael, the Aseres HaShvatim who got lost, they will all come back one day. So therefore, you've got a nechoma, not only for Chizkiyo HaMelech, but for Yotzechoyta, the Yemos HaMashiach, that thing. That gives us very good the connection between Perek Yud and Perek Yud Aleph. It still doesn't tell me why Chazal chose that on Achron Pesach, we have to mention the attempt of Sancheriv to conquer Yerushalayim. But then, it's a kasha, nishkeferlech. But the next bit is more of a kasha. Rashi continues as follows. Oma hamatik, and this is in brackets in some, I'll tell you, it's in brackets, we'll discuss it in Yad Hashem. In most modern editions of Nach, Mikros Gedolos, you'll want to go home and check this out at home and see what you've got. Right? In most modern editions of Nach, Mikros Gedolos, in the Lublin, the Mo'ar, the Mia, the Oiz V'Hodo, the Pe'er V'Hodo, you won't find this bit of Rashi at all. They've left it out. In some of them you'll find half of it, which happened to be in the Nach that I was using in the Beis HaMedrash when I picked up and I looked into the Haftorah. And in one edition, in fact in two editions, there is a slightly longer version, and those are the old ones that nobody uses anymore. The old Nach that I've got at home that I've already replaced, that I got as a prize when I was 11 years old. So there you'll find even a longer edition. But let's hear the edition that I read in the Nach, which was the Nach Hamole in the Beis HaMedrash on Achron Shel Pesach. Omer HaMatik, the copier, the printer, said as follows. Bimei Chorfi, when I was young, Hikshesi Lishoel Kamel Ge'oinim, I had a kasha, which I went round asking all the Ge'oinim of my time. Amar Shekosov, Adoneinu Moreinu, Zekeini Horemo. I've got a kasha on my grandfather, my ancestor, the Remo. I don't know how many generations he was from the Remo. But he's got a kasha, Bahagor Behilchas Rosh Hashanah. It's Tofresh Pei Gimel, in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, is a simon about the simonim, Dvorim Shanoegim Lechel Beleil Rosh Hashanah. And on the night of Rosh Hashanah, his ancestor, the Remo, says, Yesh medaktikim shloi lechol egoizim. The people are makpid not to eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. He mentions only Rosh Hashanah. People have a minik for longer, but yesh medaktikim shloi lechol egoizim. He's talking about the simonim that you do eat on Rosh Hashanah, and he mentions the Rosh Keves and all the other things that's mentioned in the Mechaber. And the apple, etc., etc., everything is a simon, simonim toivim that we try and do on the night of Rosh Hashanah, says the Ramah. But one thing that you do not eat on Rosh Hashanah is nuts. Why not? Yesh v'dakti k'shloi lecha l'egoizim, she'egoiz b'gematria chet. Because egoiz is b'gematria chet. Egoiz is a gematria of 17. And chet is a gematria actually of 18, but we leave out, some versions don't print the aleph, or they say egoiz with the koilel, whatever it is, so you fiddle it so that you get the egoiz is b'gematria chet. Rabbi Miller, Zichron Levroch, and Gates had used to say, you see the koyach of a minag yisrael, that nobody eats nuts because egoiz is not b'gematria chet. He said, that's the koyach of a minag yisrael. So therefore, he says as follows, I had a kasha on that. He writes, this is the Matik writing in the Rashi on Yeshaya. Yeah, he says, v'haloihu b'gematria toiv. Gematria toiv is 17, and egoiz is gematria 17, and we're looking for good simonim. So why say, don't eat egoiz because it isn't b'gematria chet? Let's eat egoiz im dafka, because it's gematria toiv. It's going to be a simon toiv for Rosh Hashanah. He says, and he went around asking all the goinim of his zman. V'tiratzti, and I offered them an answer. I said, Echoba teretz. What's the teretz? Al piya zoya, because the zoya says, ma shehikshe Reb Loza es oviv Reb Shimon bar Yochai. It's the kasha that Reb Loza ben Reb Shimon asked his father Reb Shimon bar Yochai, which is in the zoya. Full stop, end of story. That's the end of the Rashi. And I got two kashas on that. First of all, what was the answer to his kasha, the Gaba Egoiz? But more importantly, how does this come into the Perish on Yeshaya? What has the discussion about Egoiz b'Gematria Chet on Rosh Hashanah got to do with the attempt of Sancheriv if you like, just before, or the Yemois HaMashiach afterwards. The Chariot has got nothing to do with Yeshaya, it's got nothing to do with Acharon Shel Pesach, it's got nothing to do with Sancheriv, nothing to do with Moshiach. So why did he print it here? How did this come in to this particular place? And therefore, it's not a surprise, really, that the subsequent versions of the Nach left it out. Because the Chariot ain't loy mokoim. Yeah? In fact, the subsequent Ma'atikim decided not to be Matik, the Matik. But my kasha is, I'd like to try and reconcile the Matik that he had a reason for printing this in this particular place.
It could have been the Matik's own.
It was his own vault. It was his own kasha, yeah, his own teretz.
It wasn't in Rashi. When he copied out the Rashi, he put that kasha in.
Why? And why did they print it? Why did they print it in the Makros Gedolus Nach that he was printing? And Mstoma Gerein at Talmud Chochem, he was Ninekel of the Ramor, he says so. So why print it? That's the kasha. So Ramosha Feinstein says in more than one place that learning Nach with Meforshim, learning Nach al Pi Chazal, heist Limudat Torah. You can even make a Siyam on Erev Pesach if you've learned Nach, Perik Nach, or you've learned a Sefer Nach with the Meforshim. Let's have a quick look at a quick skim through the history of Klal Yisrael in the time of Bayis Rishon, and when we've done that al Pi Chazal, we'll go back and we'll answer all these kashas, or we'll try to. Mi'at Hashem. Shaul HaMelech was the first king of Klal Yisrael, followed by David HaMelech, followed by his son Shlomo HaMelech, who built the Bayis Rishon. Sadly, after Shlomo HaMelech was Nifter, then Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, divided out into two kingdoms. There was the Malchus Yisrael, where the capital was in Shomron, and the Malchus Yehuda, the capital was Yerushalayim. Malchus Yisrael had 10 tribes, the Aseres Hashvotim, and Malchus Yehuda had only two. If you wind the clock forward now, 250 years or so, then Ashur, Assyria, which occupied a huge amount, much more north of Eretz Yisrael and to the west of Eretz Yisrael, much more than Syria today, the Malchus Ashur, Shalmaneser, Melech Ashur, decided that he wanted to conquer Eretz Yisrael, like everybody's wanted to do throughout the generations. And he ran his first campaign, he attacked Eretz Yisrael, and he took 2.5 Shvotim, the Shvotim Eve Ayadein, he took into Golus. And they were lost. The first 2.5 of the 10 tribes were lost to us. And then, 7.5 years later, the new king of Ashur was now Sancheriv, and he conducted campaign number 2, the campaign of Ashur to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And he conquered the whole of the Shomron, the whole of Malchus Yisrael, and he took the other 7.5 tribes into Eretz Ashur, and they were lost to us until Uvo Hoivd in Eretz Ashur one day lost it Lovoy. Then, after having sent the Malchus Yisrael into Golus, the remainder of Malchus Yisrael into Golus, he then turned his attention to Malchus Yehuda. And his plan was to conquer the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the Ore Yehuda, and the big prize was Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, their capital. And he conducted a campaign, and he conquered most of the Ore Yehuda. Most of the Ore Yehuda, he went around from one to the other, Lochish, Laish, all the names are listed in Nach. And he conquered most of those, and then he sent an advance party with his, it says a Chael Godoil, with a large army, it doesn't describe how many they were. He maintained the majority of them of the army with him, but just to lay siege to Yerushalayim. And his general there was Rav Shoke. Just to run through a little bit the psukim of this particular episode, it's in Melachim Beis Perek Yud Ches. Yeah, this was in the third year of Hoshea ben Elah. So that was the first one, and then Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. Hoshea was the king of Melech Yisrael. Chizkiyo was the king of Melech Yehuda. And Chizkiyo was a tzaddik, Shalmaneser conquered, and then we come later on to Rav Shoke. Rav Shoke is now standing at the gates of Yerushalayim, and it says, "Vayikro b'koil godol." Rav Shoke stood at the gates of Yerushalayim, and he taunted Chizkiyo HaMelech, he taunted Yeshaya the Novi, and he taunted the Rabboni Shloilam. The Psukim describe him as a Mecharif u'megadef. He was a blaspheming and cursing the Rabboni Shloilam at the gates of Yerushalayim. And he said to them, Chizkiyo El Hashem Leima Hatzeliyat Leino Hashem. Chizkiyo says the Rabbein Hashem will save you. You don't stand a chance against us. It's a lost cause. He writes, Ki mi b'chol ha'elehei hu ha'rotzois asher hitzil asal tzomiyodi. Nobody has survived. Nobody has been able to withstand the onslaught of Ashur. And nor will Yerushalayim either. We're invincible. There's no stopping us. And then it continues, and it said, the Pasuk says that Yeshaya said to Yechizkiyahu, Koyoma Hashem, Al tiro mipnei advarim asher shamato. Don't be scared. Don't be frightened. Asher gidfu nari melech Ashur oisi, that they were megadif, that they've cursed me, that they've blasphemed me. And he sent, therefore, Yechizkiyahu Amalech encouraged the people, B'shem Yeshaya, not to worry. So then the king sent another one. Now this time he's sending another one. Yishlach malochim el Chizkiyahu leimoy. Al yashiyacho elahecho. Don't imagine that your God can help you, because it's not going to happen. You are going to fall. And then says Chizkiyahu davened, and he said the psukim that we say every day. We said today, Atu Hashem elekim levadecho, lechoim lemechois oretz, atu osisos hashemayim ves oretz, hatei Hashem oslecho shma, pkachen Hashem enecho rei, ushma astivris ancheriv, asher shelochoi lechorif elekim chai. He says, Rabbi Yishlaim, listen to this man. This man is standing at the gates of Yerushalayim and he's cursing you. You've got to do something about it. You've got to do something about it. You've got to save us. And then the Rabbi Yishlaim sent a nevuah through Yeshayo, and he said, Koyoma Hashem el Melech Ashur. So says the Rabbi Yishlaim, Lo Yovoi Elohim Hazois, Velo Yoyre Shom Chetz. He will not fire a single bullet. That was the Haftocha that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave Al Yedei Yeshaya Novi to Chizkiyahu and to the inhabitants of Yerushalayim. Don't be scared. Vayetze Malach Hashem, it says that night, Vayhi Balayla Ahu, it was that night. Now what happened then? Which night was it? So there's a Rashi, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Hei, it's Yalkut Shemoini there in Melochim, and it's Rashi in Yeshaya. Rashi says as follows, that Kol Haderech Hazeh, what happened? Oid Hayoim Benoiv Lamoid. Oid Hayoim Benoiv Lamoid means that the Itztagninov, says Rashi, that the Itztagninov of Sancheriv Melech Ashur, he was busy campaigning, conquering cities, or a Yehuda. His astrologers told him, you have a one-off opportunity tomorrow, Erev Pesach, to destroy Yerushalayim. If you move your entire army and you get to Yerushalayim by tomorrow, and they were 10 days journey in the Ori Yehuda away from Yerushalayim, but they said to him, Im tilochim bo hayoim techavsheno. If you get there tomorrow and you fight Yerushalayim tomorrow, then techavsheno. And the Gemara says that he moved his army the derech of 10 days journey within one day, and there was no kafitzas haderech. It was naturally he rushed them off. Yeah, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Targum here in Yeshaya makes cheshbonos about how many soldiers he had and the various shittas and various cheshbonos, but it's anything up to 2,601 million men were actually there, right, working with him, and that's why he considered himself invincible. And he rushed to Yerushalayim. He rushed to Yerushalayim to get there in time because his astrologers had told him, now's the one opportunity that you have, Erev Pesach, to conquer Yerushalayim. When he got there, Uchsha'omad ben Noiv. Noiv was Ira Koinim. Noiv was the city of Koinim, and it was right next to Yerushalayim. Oit hayoim ben Noiv lamoid. He rushed so that he should still reach the city of Noiv today, so that he can get to Noiv and he can attack Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach, because that's what his astrologers had told him. Uchsha'omad ben Noiv, veroas Yerushalayim katano. He stood there and he looked at Yerushalayim and he said, Loichosh l'divri istagninov. He started for his to the holy of Yodai Begavo, and he said, Al ir kazu hirgasti kol achayel es hayolo. He said, is this what I rushed for? This little city? He came from Nineveh. The Chazal described Nineveh was a massive place with millions of inhabitants. And Yerushalayim is a little place. It's a small place. It's not properly fortified. The people don't have a proper army. He said, this is a doddle. This is simple. I've got no problem conquering this. I don't know what my itztagninum, what my astrologers were making such a fuss about. He said, I'm tired. You know, we just rushed. We did a 10-day journey in one day. We'll sleep overnight. And when we're rested tomorrow, which would be effectively the first day of Pesach. Then he says, each one of my soldiers will just throw one stone, one brick, one missile onto Yerushalayim, and that's the end of Yerushalayim. No problem whatsoever. And therefore he didn't listen. He said, Linu po halaylo, ulumocha yashlich bo ish avonai. That's what Rashi says, and it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Hei. What happened? Vayhi belayla hu, vayetze malach Hashem. The Malach Hashem came out, Vayach b'machne Ashur, Meo Ushmoinim v'chamisha olef, and the Malach killed 185,000 soldiers. Oh, it doesn't say exactly who they were, but Chazal say that these were the generals. But there were many, many more millions who died that night. Vayashkimu b'boike, v'hinei kulom pogorim mesim. The entire army of Ashur died on that night. And then in the morning, Yerushalayim was saved. The morning, first day Pesach, Yerushalayim was saved. And it says that Sancheriv obviously had to run away. He got back to his town Nineveh. He went to his temple, and one of his children killed him there. That's the end of the parsha in Melachim Beis, and that's the end of the story as we know it from Chazal. Whilst we're at it, the Gemara describes. Yeah, the Gemara asks Akasha, "Bamo hikem?" It's the Gemara. And the it's Gemara, and it is also the Yalkut Shemoyni. And the Gemara, the Yalkut Shemoyni, discusses what it was that the Malach did, and with Bliyeda we'll discuss the various shittas a little bit later. But one of them is Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says about how they died. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Omer, Oznaim Gilo Lahem. The Ribbono Shel Olam opened up the ears of the soldiers of Ashur, the Assyrian soldiers, v'shomu shiro mipichayos, and on the night of Pesach, they heard the shiro being sung by the Malochim, umesu, and from that they died. So, before we actually attempt to answer our questions, and we're almost there, I want to just share with you, because it will be Nogei Lemaisa, a beautiful thought. Some of you may know it. It was printed this year in I've forgotten what it's called, from Rabbi Lemelech Biderman. The Panine Be'er HaTorah, yeah? Be'er HaParsha. It was printed this year, but it's a vault from Chanukah Satoya for Rav Heschel Nekrucker. And you'll understand the vault now that you've got this preface. He says as follows. He asks Akasha. He says that the Medrash says, we all know the Medrash, Bikshu Malache Ashoris Loi Mashiro, that on the night of Kriyas Yamsuf, the night just before Kriyas Yamsuf, Bikshu Malache Ashoris Loi Mashiro, the Malachim wanted to sing Shiro, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mai Seyodai Tovu Bayam, that my creatures, that the creations, the people who I've created, are drowning in the sea, Va'atem Oimim Shiro, and you want to sing. And Rav Heschel asks the kashas, and there are others who ask the same kasha. He says, first of all, this happened at night, and Kriyas Yamsuf, the drowning, took place in the morning. So therefore, what's the kasha, Mai Seyodai Tovu Bayam? They had not drowned yet. And secondly, he asks, the pasuk says, Ba'avoid Rishoyim Rino. That when Rishoyim die, we say, Yitama Chatoim V'loi Choytim, right? But Ba'avoid Rishoyim Rino, there's a pasuk that says that when Rishoyim die, then we have to be happy, and therefore we should celebrate. And Klal Yisrael did sing Shiro when the Mitzrayim died, and the Rosh Hashanah didn't say to Klal Yisrael, "Bai Seyod Atova Bayom, why are you singing when there are human beings dying?" Says Reb Heschel from Krukah, he says over as follows. He says, "Now that we know, how did Klal Yisrael die? How did the soldiers of Ashur die? Many, many years later, the soldiers of Ashur died because they heard the Shiro of the Malachim." Klal Yisrael were in danger that night from the Mitzrayim. Came the Malachim to the Ribbono Shalom, and they said, let's sing Shiro, and then we will open the ears of the Mitzrayim, and they will all die as a result of it. The same way as they were going to do so many years later. Said the Ribbono Shalom, Ma'aseh Yodai Tova Bayam. What did the Mitzrayim do to Ma'aseh Yodai? Ma'aseh Yodai Liespoi is talking about the Eden. The Yiddish children, the boys of Klal Yisrael, Tova Bayam, they drowned in the Nile. Therefore, they can't die Al Yidei Shiro. They have to die Mido Keneged Mido. They drowned Jewish boys. Therefore, they have to drown themselves. And therefore, Mido Keneged Mido. So he said, Mai Seyodai Tova Bayam. They have to get a Mido Keneged Mido of dying by drowning. Va'atev Oimrim Shiro? And you're suggesting that I should kill them through Shiro? I'm not going to kill them through the Shiro of the Malachim. That's the bottom of Reb Heschel. So now let's now have a look and answer lechoyah question number one. We've got three questions that we're going to answer. Let's try and attempt to answer all three of them. The first kasha was, which I asked, which I said was not a bomba kasha, but we've got five answers, is why do we bother adding on the parsha of the attempt of Sancheriv to destroy Yerushalayim to the first three psukim, added on to the haftorah of Yemos HaMashiach? So the first thing is that the Gemara and the Yalkut Shemoini both say that the kasha is asked, Bamo Hikem, they ask, how did the soldiers of Sancheriv die? So Omer Rebbe Lezer, the first shitta is, Rebbe Lezer is, Beyad, because the same Yad, Vaya Yisrael as Hiyod HaGadoylo, was the Yad Shel Makas Sancheriv. And there are drushas for it, as Psukim brought down to say that it was the same Yad that destroyed at Kriyas Yamsuf, destroyed Sancheriv, according to that shitta, that they were not destroyed through the Shira of the Chayos, but they were destroyed Biyad. The Rabbi Shem killed them, the Malach went out and killed them Biyad. So therefore you've got one connection straight away between Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf of Achor Shel Pesach, and the destruction of Sancheriv, that both of them were killed by the same Yad. The next man, Domas, Rabbi Yeshua, the same idea. In Mitzrayim it says Etzba Lekim He, and here he says the Rabbi Yishlam Be Etzba He came, that he killed the Ashur, the army of Ashur, with the same Etzba with which he performed the Makas in Mitzrayim. Again, a connection. Moisef Rashi says that the connection is Nisan, the Chodesh Nisan. He says because in Mitzrayim Aleil Pesach they went out Be Nisan, Sancheriv, was his army was destroyed on the night of Pesach, which was also B'Nissan. Says Moisef Rashi, B'Shem HaPardes, B'Nissan Nigalu, or B'Nissan Asidin Le'egoil. Therefore I have a connection between a Nissan, between Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Sancheriv, and B'Nissan Asid Le'egoil is Yemos HaMashiach. So therefore he said, therefore again you've got the connection, why on Achron Shel Pesach, as the bridge between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Yemos HaMashiach, we mention Sancheriv as well. Maybe another reason why Chazal added those three psukim of Sancheriv. The next one we'll be able to answer. The next two we'll answer with the vault of Reb Heschel from Kruka. The Chanukah Satorah said that Mitzrayim had to be killed Mido Keneged Mido. Right? They drowned the Bnei Yisrael, and therefore they had to drown themselves. The Marshal in Sanhedrin, in Chedush HaGodos, he says very clearly, he says the reason why Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says that the army of Ashur died because through the Chayos, through the Shira of the Chayos, was also Midah Keneged Midah. Why? Because he says, Hu Chirif Ma'aroch Elyono. He stood outside Yerushalayim and he blasphemed the Rabbeinu Shalom and he cursed the Kedusha of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Me'oisa Yisroimus Kedusha al Yidei Shira Sachayos Nofal Hu V'Cheiloi. Therefore that's how he was punished. He was punished by dying through the Kedusha. The fact that he was Mecharef and Gadev at the Rabbeinu Shalom at the gates of Yerushalayim, therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom punished him Mido Kedeged Mido. In which case again I've got a connection between Sancheriv and Yetzias Mitzrayim. I've got Yetzias Mitzrayim was Mido Keneged Mido. They drowned, therefore he drowned. And Sancheriv cursed, therefore he died through the Kedusha of the Shira of the Chayos. So again, there's another connection there. And finally, you've got also through the vault of the Chanukah Satorah, you've got the Shira Samalochim. That there's a bit of there's a connection, but it's a little bit of a differentiation between one and the other. On the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the night of Kriyas Yamsuf, rather, the Chayos were not allowed to sing the Shira, and they were not allowed to kill the Mitzrayim al Yedei Shira Sachayos. We contrast that with Sancheriv, where on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the night of Leil Pesach, that they were allowed to sing the Shira and al Yedei Zeh to kill the soldiers of Ashur. So we've got like five connections, right? The Yad, the Etzba, Chodesh Nisan, Midah Keneged Midah, and the Shir of the Malachim, which maybe gives us an insight as to why Chazal started off with the first three psukim of Sancheriv before they moved on to Yemos HaMashiach. Fine. What about our second kasha? The kasha of the Matik. The Batik had a kasha on Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. Why, if Egoiz is Gematria Toiv, let's all eat Egoiz in Dafka because it's Gematria Toiv? And he said the answer is with the kasha that Rebbe Elazar ben Reb Shimon asked Reb Shimon by Yoichai. Now, if you know the whole of Zoya by heart, then it's quite easy. So yeah, sure, I know exactly which kasha we're talking about. I never learnt Zoya in my life. Actually, looking for this Zoya, I spent more time looking through Zoya in the last 2 weeks than I've done in my entire lifetime. Because I was trying to find it. And eventually, for those of you who want the Mara Mekoymus, the Zoya is Parshas Bolok in Amud Kuf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis. And the way I found it was through the Shari Aharon, Beshev the Ksava Kabbalah in Dvorim Lama Dalet Pasuk Yud on the Pasuk Veloikom Novi Oid BeYisrael Kamoisha Ayin Shom, right? But the vote works like this. The answer is as follows. Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon asked his father in Gan Eden there was an Eitz Hadas Tovaro, and the Rabbi Nachman said don't eat from it. So Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon asked his father Akasha. He said, but isn't it worth eating from the Eitz Hadas Tov Hara because you become a Yodei HaTov? Surely for the good that there is, the Tov that there is in the Das, it's worth eating from the Eitz Hadas. So why does the Rabbi Yisrael say that not to eat the Eitz Hadas Tov Hara lo yisoichal mimenu? Why? Because v'yisem kelehim Yodei Tov Hara, so you'll become Yodei Tov Hara. But surely it's worthwhile, it's almost worthwhile Kaviyochel, a sacrifice of knowing the Ra, in order to achieve the Toiv. The Toiv is good. So Reb Elazar ben Reb Shimon said, Elamai, so Reb Shimon ben Yoichai answered him, Elamai, you see, that where there is a Tzad Ra, it's not worth investing in the Toiv. It's not worth knowing the Toiv, the Das Toiv, Hadas Toiv Ra, the Das of the Rebbeinu Shalom, of Toiv, is not Kedai for the risk that there is of being corrupted by the Ra. And therefore he said, with that, I answered with that Reb Shimon by Yoichab Shat in the Eitz Hadas Tov Hara. I answered the Kasha on Egoiz. En Achanama, the Gematria of Egoiz is Toiv, but the Gematria of Egoiz is also Ra. It's also Chet. It's not worth eating the Egoiz for the Skula of the Toiv, but taking the risk of the Ra. In the same way as it's not worth knowing the Eitz Hadas Tov Hara in order that you have the element of Ra as well. The downside, the cost, is not worth the benefit. And some people might take an analogy to the internet, but I'm not going to discuss it here, but you could think about it. So, that's the vort that the Matik's writing. I still got a problem, but why did the Matik put it here in Yeshaya? Now I understand the comparison with the Egoiz, and the answer, he had a Kasha Toiv, so we answered it with Reb Shimon bar Yochai, fine. But why did it come in here? So I've got two, a drosha is supposed to contain a milsa de b'dichusa, something lighter. I've got two answers to offer you, which are milsa de b'dichusa, and you probably won't take seriously. And then we'll get to the serious answer, and the milsa will finish on time. The first one is a suggestion. I'm suggesting that the Matik, this printer, this einikel of the Ramor, he was learning the Haftorah, Oida Yoim B'naiv Lahamoid. And he learnt that the Rebbe Yisrael destroyed the army overnight on Leil Pesach of Ashur. And he wondered, Bameh he came. What did the Malach do? So he looked up the Yalkut Shemoini. And the Yalkut brings down, like we said from Rebbe Lezer, the first one, B'yad he came, and the various other Pshotim, whether it's the Yad or the Etzpah, the Chayos, etc., etc., etc. And it so happens that the Simon in the Yalkut Shemoini is Reish Mem Aleph. And he thought, he remembered then, Rosh Hashanah time 6 months ago, I was learning the Ramor, by Zayda's Ramor, on Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and I forgot to write it down. I better write it down now. The Reish Mem Aleph of the Siman in the Yalkut reminded him, oh Mahamatik, yeah, I'm learning Yeshaya now, I'm learning the Haftorah, but I just remember that vault and I never wrote it down. So he wrote it down on the spot and it ended up being printed. You'll say to me, yeah, it's far-fetched, salvitz, you know, etc. Let me try another one on you. Now, this one is even better. The Matik was learning the Haftorah. Again, Milsa de B'dichusa. Yeah, Matik was learning the Haftorah. Maybe it's not. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Yeah? Oida yoim b'nev lamoid. So he cleared by me. He came. So he took out a Gemara, Sanhedrin daf tzadihei, which is the same as the Yalkut Shemoini. And he learned the various pshotim, Rebbe Lezer, etc., etc. And then he wanted to learn the Ma'asho on the Gemara. So he opened up the Chiddushi HaGodos Ma'asho, And the Chiddush HaGadol Marsha starts off on the Ma'am Chazal. Bameh he came, the Kasha in the Gemara. How did the Rabbi Hashem smite the Ashur? And just before the words, Bameh he came, I kid you not, I've got the copy here, you can look in any edition of the Gob, Resh Mem dot dot Aleph. It says Ramor there. I don't know what the Resh Mem Aleph means. If it would have been Rameh Oimeh Bameh he came, I would understand Resh Mem Aleph. Yeah, it doesn't. It's Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, and anyway, it's before Bamei Hikim, before the Kasha. So why do the letters Ramor, Resh Mem apostrophe, you know, double apostrophe, and then Aleph appear there? And they appear even in the latest editions. They didn't scratch that out of the latest the Masifta and the other whatever. It's not in the Masifta, but in the latest editions of the Gemara. Yeah, it says Ramor there. I don't know why it says Ramor. Maybe he's giving the reference to the Elka Shemoini. That Simon Reish Mem Aleph, but he doesn't mention the Alka Shemoini. I don't know. But the Ramor appears there. So maybe then the Matik was reminded, oh yeah, the Ramor, I have to write down the turrets to the Kasha that I had of the Ramor, and he wrote it down there and it ended up being printed. Those are two suggestions which are unlikely, but it's no coincidence that the Alka Shemoini is Simon Reish Mem Aleph, and that the word Ramor, or the abbreviation Ramor, appears there in the Chiddush HaGadol just before Bamohi came. Let me suggest to you a serious answer. And that's a serious answer to try and answer why the Matik wrote down what he did in that position. We say about the qualities of Mashiach, V'nocha olav Ruach Hashem, Ruach Chochma Ovino, Ruach Eitzel Gvura, Ruach Das V'Yiras Hashem. Yeah? And then the next pasuk says, V'harichoi V'Yiras Hashem. He will have the Ruach of Yiras Hashem and the Reach of Yiras Hashem. What is this Ruach Das? What is the Das that he's going to acquire? The Das that the Rabbi Hashem is going to endow him with is the Das which was in the Eitz Hadas. The Das of the Ribbono Shel to be the Yisem Kelokim, Yoidei Toivora. That's the middle of Das that Adam HaRishon did not acquire, was not allowed, Lo Yisrachol Memenu, but Melech HaMashiach will have that measure of Das. Every Dayan, in order to judge people, needs to be streetwise. He needs to understand the mind and the motive and the methods of crooks. Yaakov Avinu said, Ochiv ani b'remos. Those of you who learn Daf HaYomi a few days ago, Bava Basra, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I'm going to give a shiur on how to swindle the weights. Yeah. So he said, Oili im lo'ema and oili im oima. I'm blessed if I say the shiur, and I'm blessed if I don't say the shiur. Why? Im oima, because if I say the shiur, yilmadu haramoin, then all the crocs will learn how to swindle weights and how to swindle their customers. Im lo'i oima, then yoimru haramoin, the ramoin will say, Ein talmidei chachomim bekiim b'masa yodeinu. That the Chachomim and the Dayanim don't understand the crooked methods that we adopt. So therefore, a Dayan has to understand. But Afal Bikain, your regular Dayan, Ein Loit Ladayan Elamasha Ein Avroyes. He's limited, he's a human being, and he has a limited Seichel. He does the best he can. Loit Kain HaMoshiach. Moshiach is extraordinary. The Pasuk says, Loi lemari einov yishpoit, in the Haftorah. He will not judge by what he sees. V'loi lemishna ozlov yoichiach. Says Rashi, Ki b'chochma sakadish bochu b'kirboi, yeda v'yovin mizakai umichayev. He'll be able to smell, erken and shmek and aganov. That's what Rashi says. He will be a yodea machshoves badin. He will be a hoige deyas badin. He'll be v'yisem keilokim yoide toivoro. He'll have the Da'as Hashem, and he will be Yodea Tovara. He will be extraordinary, he'll be greater than any other human being who's ever been a Dayan till then. Said the Matik, hey, isn't there a risk? I remember I had this vote about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, about the Eitz Hadas Tovara, that it wasn't Kedai for Adam HaRishon to get involved in the Toiv because of the risk of the Ra. And the egois that we discuss on Rosh Hashanah, that it's not Kedai to eat the egois because it's a Simon Toiv, because there's a risk of Chet. There's an association with Chet. On Mahamatik, so he said, this Moshiach, who's going to become the Yodea Das, who's going to be given Das via Yiras Hashem, right, isn't he at risk of being corrupted by the Ra? Said the Matik that the reason why he's not at risk is because the Rabbi Hashem says twice over. It says, Ruach Das, V'Yiras Hashem, and the Nas Posuk again, a double dose, V'Harichoi V'Yiras Hashem. And a Chanamah, there is a danger that when you have Das, then you have Das Toivora, V'Yisem Kelehim Yoide Toivora, but then there's a danger. Says the Rabbi Hashem, I will give him a double dose of Yiras Hashem. I will protect him from the risk of corruption from the Ra. And therefore, that's maybe a connection as to why the Matik felt it appropriate to print here. He was reminded, isn't there a risk from the Ra? Isn't there a risk from Chait? And he said, the answer is that here's going to be different. Erech Hanama. In other words, Mashiach, according to this pshat, if it's right, that Mashiach will be greater than Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon couldn't have the risk of Yisem Kelehim Yodei Toiv Ra, therefore Lo Yisoichal Memenu. But the Rebbein Shem says that B'Yemois HaMashiach, the Rebbein Shem will give him this Das, and the Das will come with a double dose of Yiras Hashem, in order that although he will be a Yodea Toiv Ra, and he needs to be a Yodea Toiv Ra in order to judge Klal Yisrael fairly, of Afal Pikein, he will be protected with a double dose of Yiras Hashem. Nam Hofnim Yad Hashem Vel Bald Zoy Chazan to the Zman of Mashiach and Tzali Varoni Yeshevet Zion.
We're not yet knowing that. Only became, we don't accept that.